4DOS mobile.
Well, did you send out an alert to everybody on the road in 0TR?
But I was trying to let them know I was out here. That way they wouldn't run me over.
Ooh, there's a big chuck hole and I just barely missed it. We just been down to Wallace World and Taylor's and stopped and got a Subway sandwich. How's your day, Gary?
Hey, Tom. Can't complain about anything. I've had to go out and get some dog food so my dogs would eat tonight. If I don't, they'll have to start chewing on my leg.
You're just hollering at me. We gotta get ice. So which way should I turn? Or she don't know. Oh, well, it's not that far out of the way. She's gonna make some homemade ice cream.
What cream you gonna make?
Hello? Hi, Gary.
That vanilla sounds good. I hadn't had any homemade ice cream in a good while. Joy and I don't do much of that. I try to stay away from ice cream as much as I can because of my expanding community. I don't like having to punch another hole in my belt.
Recommend where I buy my belts. They're from up in Oklahoma, Miami, Oklahoma, and they're Velcro closures.
Well, that's a pretty good idea, Tom. I've got me a couple the web belts that we had in the military. And I got a couple of those I can use, but I don't like to mess with those too much or bring back too many memories there. What do you think?
If it don't move, polish it. Polish that belt buckle so you can see yourself in it, kind of like our shoes. Oh, shoot, Gary. Well, Ariel, come by today and visit a while with me and help me download that TQSL thing for Logbook of the World. I just don't have the smarts to mess with them computers that much. I use them quite a bit, but I didn't know how to do that. I don't know why they make it so complicated, but they do. Even Patrick said it was hard to do. He'd done it once, but he don't DX or anything, I don't think. And I just do a little bit of an evening there after they go to Rain Locker and then go downstairs. And oh, Bernice, she makes a thing of homemade ice cream and puts it in the freezer. And whenever we want a little bit of it, she'll just take one dipper or two and put it in a bowl, and we'll have it just once in a while. So it lasts a long time, Gary. And boy, it's just delicious.
Well, I'm glad Ariel came over and got to visit with you a little bit. Yeah, I downloaded that TQSL. It's on my computer. I don't use it that much. Haven't been in here recently. I'd like to get in there and do a little DXing every once in a while. I get a little irritated sometimes, Tom. Everybody got to where they don't want to talk anymore. They just want to do a signal report and go on. And, I guess I'm old school when it comes to that. I like to sit and talk to the folks every once in a while. And, you make a lot of friends that way. But just giving signal reports back and forth, that to me is not ham radio.
Somebody broke in, I thought. I agree with you 100%. Now, on CW, I just do it for the fun of it. And I just cherry pick. And like the other night, I told Shane about this one on Chatham Island. And you just don't hear them out there but every few years. And Shane's doing real good in 4ZLK on CW. And I heard him work that guy on 17 meters, I think it was. Which is surprising because usually, as close as he is, it would skip over me. But he got it. I thought I had a card from them, but I didn't. But I don't... That's the first card I've sent for in probably the last 5 years. I just don't do it anymore. Don't need to. But, yeah, I like to get on there and rag chew. Some of the guys that are DXing there, like there was a guy in Slovenia the other day, and he recognized me, and we talked for a little bit. Another guy in Paraguay. There's one over there in South Africa, and he is the best thing for ham radio that ever was. And he'll start working DX, and he's got a huge beam. And he'll sit there and talk to you for 5 or 10 minutes in between working other stations. And he always calls me by name, and I've talked to him, oh, probably the last 10, 15, 20 years. And he's down in 40 meters on the lower end of the sideband. Can't tell you his call right now, Gary, from where I'm sitting here. But there are a few left on there that do that. And if you want to do CW and have conversation, go up above 14025 or above 7025, and you'll find conversational CW there. But I got to tell you, that's hard anymore. Go ahead.
5 to 9 fellows, this is W4WOZ. I am testing out a new antenna, and I'd like a radio check from you fellows.
His antennas are junk. That's Mr. Waz, Gary. He built me my first J-pole. Go ahead, Gary.
I recognized his voice immediately. Me and Rod have been knowing each other for quite a while. Rod, it's sounding good in the repeater. Man, you're really doing good. It's full quieting. And when you key up, don't hear nothing but you, over. Great. I got beat up pretty good on the hurricane and ended up losing several of my antennas. And it hurt my tower, too. I've still got work to do with that. But I run into a new way to make a J-pole, and since I was going to have to make one, I thought I'd make one like that, and I'm quite impressed with it so far there, over.
Well, Mr. Waz, the one you made me, I passed it on to another ham, and it was about as far uptown as you can get. I really enjoyed it, and good to hear you. Go ahead, Gary.
I don't know what you did differently to make this new J-pole, but it's doing a real good job. And your old ones did real well as well. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything bad about them, because they were some good J-poles. And, yeah, I've still got those, a couple of them listed on the swap net. I don't know if you sold any or not, but I've still got them listed for you. I do still have two. And I'm going to now call it the old version, because this new version has a lot better receive to it than what I'm now calling the old version. Anyway, they would sure make a good antenna for all of us who kind of got our antennas broke down when a hurricane comes again there.
They're really built stout, Ron. I appreciate mine. I remember coming over to your house many years ago, probably about 12 or 14 years ago.
I lost one of my big trees for my wire for my HO. And I got to tell you the story. This is so crazy. The wire is probably, I'm going to say, about a number 12. And I had it up in some big limbs of this tree. This tree is bigger than I could reach around it. The tree fell. The wire didn't break. Where the wire was connected to my antenna and the mass on my antenna, it bent the mass. It didn't break the wire.
What kind of wire that was, but I bought some from the wire man when he had it in stock. and M4IQ told me about it, and it's 7-strand copper, steel copper, you know, and copper-coated steel is what I'm trying to say. But it has an insulation on it similar to what you see on standard machine tool wire and that. And I'm telling you, that stuff's tougher than nails. And it's a lot easier to handle than copper-coated steel. It doesn't act like a spring, you know. But if you don't have to replace it, you don't need any of them. But that's sure a good kind. There's a name for it, too, but I can't tell you what it is. This is your old TR. Go ahead, Gary.
Wes, Rod, I'm sorry you had your tree come down and brought your antennas down. The only damage I had on my, well, didn't have any damage on my tower. I had a Mosley TA-33 beam on the bottom, and put a 40-meter coil on it so it would cover 10 through 40. And it works real well, but the string that holds it up, the elements up, keep them from drooping, broke. So I dropped my tower down, and Patrick, KO4HKX, came over and helped me. We took the beam off and put it on a little short mast out in the yard and restrung it, got it all level again, and put it back up, and it works great. So I can't complain about anything as far as that goes. My wire antenna, I've got two of those up. I've got a super loop up. It's made out of copper-coated steel. It's bare wire. And it's this some real tough stuff. It's probably 10 gauge, 10, 12 gauge, probably closer to 10. And it's real hard to bend and all that. Didn't have any trouble with it. And then I've got an 8010 that's end fed. It's 135 feet long, and it's up in the trees. And didn't have any trouble with it. So all my wire antennas were up, and the only problem I had really was the string on the Mosley, and I replaced that. It was some kind of El Cheapo cord that came with the antenna, and I put that, probably 3/8 parachute cord on it, and it's holding up real well now. I'm hoping it won't have any more trouble.
Well, look, I didn't want to get in between you guys, but I did want to get a little radio chat from two guys that I trust. So let me just say good evening or good afternoon, and it's good to hear you. Both you guys are sounding real good today. So take care, be careful. W4WOZ.
W4WOZ, it's N0TR, Tom. Yeah, great to hear you, Rod, and we'll catch you down the line. You're never interrupting, so jump in there anytime. Go ahead, Gary.
Later, and enjoy talking with you this afternoon for a short. You take care, and hopefully we'll hear you on the net tonight. I told Matt, WG4MC, I'd cover the net for him tonight. He's up in North Carolina visiting with his dad. And so I told him I'd cover the net for him tonight. So I'll be on again tonight if you want to get in there and holler at us. But in the meantime, you take care. We'll say 75 here at the house. So I've got to jump out of here, take the dog food and the inside and the other stuff that I got in here at the store, and see what my pretty little bride's doing. I hope you and Miss Bernice have a great afternoon. And don't you eat too much of that ice cream tonight.
Fine business, Gary. Well, great to talk to you, and stop by, and we'll share some of that with you. Bernice made some homemade oatmeal cookies today and sent some home with Ariel, and I usually got those, too. The oatmeal's good for me, if you know what I mean. Anyways, tell Joy hi, 73's Gary, KI4DOS, and 0TR, clear.
He'll do it, and Miss Bernice, you take care, Tom. Don't let him eat too much of that ice cream, and I'll talk to y'all a little bit later. And Tom, I've got to get over that way. I've got a tower section at Dave, KB2HXS, was looking for, and he's been so busy, he hadn't been able to come by the house to pick it up, so I told him that, you know, I'd drive it over there to his house. So if I get over that way, I'll sure enough come by, but I'll give you a call to make sure you're at home first. Y'all take care, have a wonderful afternoon, and we'll say 7-3 for now. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
Okay, Gary, I think he's on a cruise to the Dominican Republic and that. I don't know when he's coming back, but just thought I'd throw that out there in N0TR.
He's going on a cruise this week, but I didn't think he was going to be gone, but about a week or so, and so that's the reason I told him I'd bring it over next week. Thanks for the info. Always appreciate that. It comes in handy. N0TR, KI4DOS, Mobile Clear.